This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on monster trucks. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We have a guy that is, I mentioned earlier, internationally famous for a little something. It's the only talk show devoted to the artistry of the bass guitar. It's a little thing we like to call
Bass Talk.
Wow. It's the Bass Talk Show with Mark Christopher Roman on the bass.
Yes.
Marcus, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Well, this bass player, he was having trouble finding a gig.
Mm-hmm. What a surprise.
Yeah. So he decides to take a part-time job in a funeral home.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So he's working with a funeral director, and they're late one night, and a local guy named Stanley Smith had just died.
Mm.
And he's there on the table in front of him, and they're just amazed at this guy's certain body part.
Oh.
It's incredible. It's astounding, actually. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than any porno stars you've ever seen.
Wow.
So between the two of them, they decide this has to be saved for posterity.
Mm-hmm.
So they remove the body part. And they, well, who would know, right?
Right.
So they remove it and they stick it in this great big glass jar with formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bass player decides he's going to take it home and show his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes it home and he sets it on the table. He says, honey, come in here. You got to see this thing that I just brought back from the funeral home.
Yeah.
So she comes in and she takes one look at the jar and she goes, oh, my gosh, Stanley Smith is dead?
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
You can see why people flock to the airwaves to hear the fabulous show.
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
There he is on the big screen. We can see him. He is comedian Greg Warren, and Greg's comedy special is about to come out. How far away are we from the release date, Greg?
It's May 16th, so a week from Friday.
All right. Do we have a title?
It's called The Champ.
All right. That's a good title, The Champ.
I like that. Are you big on that, Greg? Hey, champ, hey, sport, hey, buddy, stuff like that?
No.
Yeah,
I didn't think so. Grandmother's boyfriend, who was like my grandfather, he used to say commander. I like that one a lot.
How about governor? I like governor too.
Governor's pretty good.
Yeah.
How you doing, commander?
Oh, that's great.
Oh yeah,
I like that.
Now it's called The Champ. Is a great hunk in there about your career as a wrestler and et cetera.
It's really funny.
Really great stuff.
Thanks, Tom. I tell a story in there about taking a beating in one of my first matches at the University of Northern Iowa. And I was performing in Cedar Falls, this past Saturday night, and that guy showed up.
Oh!
Really?
Are you talking about Steve?
No, Steve's a different. Steve's the old guy that used to come in and beat me up in practice.
Right, yeah.
So what, the guy that whipped your ass all those years ago?
Yeah, if you want to put it like that, yeah.
That's a little harsh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Pat Hogan is his name. Yeah, Pat.
Was he friendly?
Yeah, he's real nice. Look, much nicer this time around.
Well, but think about it. I mean, yeah. He beat your ass. Why would he be upset? Yeah.
Well, I guess that's one way you could phrase it.
I mean, he totally beat your ass is what,
He did, Chick. He did. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he did.
They did.
They're good kids. Yeah, okay.
Does he know that you've been talking about this debacle for years?
I think somewhere somebody heard it, and his whole family came. There were like 20 of them.
Oh, my.
His sons. He's like, see, that's the kids. That's
My
dad beat Greg's ass. Look at him. Okay.
I got to tell you, he still looks good, too, man.
Does he?
He was a senior when I was a freshman. He's older than me, and he looks much better than
Could he still beat your ass?
Well, you know, we didn't wrestle, Christy. But
I think there's only one way to
Let me just say, I got better. Okay. I was a freshman back then. I got much better.
Spoken like a guy who can still get his ass beat.
That's just great, though. I mean, that's so cool.
That is cool.
I don't know if I'd want to watch senior tour wrestling. I don't know.
No.
You know, the champions tour, whatever they'd call it.
I don't think it would be a good idea.
Greg, I'm looking at the big screen. What is on your hat?
Looks like a pig.
I think it's a cow, Christy. Oh.
A cow, yeah.
I just bought it this weekend. I think it's a cow with M.O. on it. Missouri. I think it's
Missouri
beef.
I thought it was like
it's a lazy cow that can't say moo.
Yeah, I thought it was a cow that was, you know, not all that bright.
Now that you mention it, maybe that is. Yeah, I bought it in Missouri. So
he's one O short of getting the full moo.
I heard we're going to the stock here.
Yeah, but that is a cow, though, not a pig.
Yeah, it is. I guess
I'm pretty
is.
Sure it's a cow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I guess the legs are so long, it wouldn't be a pig. We're speaking with comedian Greg Warren. Greg is a great stand-up comedian, and his new special called The Champ. And where's it going to emerge? What ether will it be coming out of?
It's on the Nate Land YouTube channel, like my previous one. It's Nate Bargatze's new YouTube channel. Sorry.
Great. Can't wait.
Looking forward
Pretty
to
excited
it.
Excited about it.
Yeah. Once again, I saw the Greg just before he taped it, and it was a terrific show.
Yeah, I think most of us did.
Now, do we have a topic for today's program?
Yeah, guys, an important topic. I wanted to talk about the history of monster trucks.
Oh. Are you a fan?
Yeah. I mean, I'm learning more about them. I didn't know what they were. When I was a kid, I thought they were like trucks, like semi trucks.
Oh.
And I thought they were just in these things during the weekend, and during the week they actually transported materials like other trucks.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, Greg, you and we were lucky enough to grow up in the St. Louis area where there was always a Bigfoot on display off of Highway 70. Did you ever see that thing?
Oh, yeah, right up there in Lindbergh in 70.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, Josh, that's who started monster trucks, Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. You guys familiar with the monster Chandler. Truck Bigfoot?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, Bob Chandler had an aftermarket auto parts store in St. Louis. And to promote his store, he put 48-inch wheels on a Ford 250 pickup truck and larger axles, and he drove it around town. He was a guy that tended to speed, so his buddy, Jim Cramer, called him Bigfoot. And he painted Bigfoot on the side of the truck, and people started to notice.
Yeah.
He was offered $50,000 for that truck. That's $180,000 in today's dollars. It appeared in magazines. Bigfoot was in the movie Take This Job and Shove It.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was.
Man, I used to watch that on HBO.
Chick, who starred in Take This Job and Shove It?
I don't know. I want to say Terry Bradshaw, but I don't think that's correct.
Who did the song?
Johnny Paycheck.
That was Johnny Paycheck.
Yeah. I want to say Art Carney was in it.
Who was in it?
Art Carney?
Art Carney.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Robert Hayes.
Oh, okay.
And Barbara Hershey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a young Barbara Hershey.
Robert Hayes of Airplane fame.
Yes.
Barbara Hershey, who changed her name to Barbara Seagull.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah.
The hippie. Hippie girl.
Yeah. Okay. We had a chance to interview her, and they said, do not bring up the fact that she changed her name. She's now Barbara Hershey again. They were very pissy about it. But, yeah, Bigfoot, we got in trouble for a tribute that we did called Big Peter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Big Peter would mount and enter a Volvo.
Oh, I see.
Wasn't a big foot, you see. It was a big Peter.
Right.
No,
right.
I see.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So he was doing well, Bigfoot, and he started going to these tractor pulls and was kind of a sideshow and was towing stuff. And one day, Bob was watching Wide World of Sports, and he got the idea that he could drive his truck over cars. So he got a couple of cars from the junkyard and ran over them and had his buddy film it. And this tape went around and people really enjoyed it. a year later, he was at the Silverdome, 1982. They sold it out to see Bigfoot run over cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Now, guys, I told you he had 48-inch wheels, right? Not at the Silverdome. He broke out 66s for that.
Oh,
thing.
Man. Oh, yeah.
That's taller than me.
Yeah, he got the yeah exactly, Christy. Yeah. He got them from a fertilizer spreader. I hope it was his fertilizer spreader.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see a fertilizer spreader jacked up in a field somewhere.
Some farmer walking
it's on blocks.
A farmer walking. Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, some farmers watching the Silverdome event and be like, Margaret, I think I know what happened to my car. Chandler said, I really never had the thought to build a monster truck. I had a stock Ford F-250 pickup truck and kept putting bigger and bigger tires on it. Then I broke the axles, so I put bigger axles under the truck. Then I didn't have enough power, so I put a bigger engine in the truck. No, I think it sounded like you wanted to build a monster truck.
Yeah,
that's exactly
yeah.
What it sounds like.
They had a big race between Bigfoot and USA-1. USA-1 seems to me like it might have been the second monster truck. And it was on the show That's Incredible.
I love that.
Remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sure.
Christy, who hosted that?
That's Incredible.
John Davidson, Fran Tarkington, and Kathy Lee Crosby.
No.
Yes.
Was it Kathy Lee?
Yeah.
No, Kathy Lee Crosby, Olympic gymnast, I believe, is
was it Kathy? What was Kathy? Was it Crosby? It was Crosby, right?
Yeah, not Gifford. Yeah.
Yeah, not Gifford.
Right. Oh, Kathy Lee.
Wasn't there a Kathy Rigby? Team?
Yeah, that was a gymnast.
Yeah,
yes.
That was. Okay, yeah.
Crosby was the a very good tennis player, I believe. And Bigfoot beat USA-1 in that race, guys.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's incredible. Not to be. That was a successful show.
Yes.
Very successful. That's Inedible. Not a good show.
No.
Oh, you've been to my house on Sunday night dinner, huh?
Yeah, I think it was. I think that was Fran Drescher. And,
Oh,
it's a shoe.
Bobby Fleckman. You know.
We are speaking with comedian Greg Warren. Now, Bigfoot, so that was technically the sort of the first monster truck. Now there are dozens of them.
Oh, there's dozens. So what they started doing, Tom, they were like the sideshows, these big trucks at like tractor pulls. Then they became the main event. And they would have these, like these races, and they would be like brackets, you know. So you'd get eliminated in the first round, and these trucks were still hanging around. And in between rounds, they didn't want to go home. They would go out and they would just sort of like screwing around out there doing tricks. And those things got popular. One of the first guys to do that was a fellow named Dennis Anderson. His truck was Gravedigger.
Very popular.
Oh, yeah.
Gravedigger is a big-time truck. As a matter of fact, guys, as long as we're talking about it, we're right at the end of the Monster Jam season, and I thought I'd give you the standings.
Yes, please.
Zombie is in first place.
Wow.
Okay.
Gravedigger is in second place. Now, guys, there's been like 30 Gravediggers. It's like the Dread Pirate Roberts. Like,
ah, yes. It's sort of the Shamu of Monster Truck.
Yeah, yes, yes. Classroom Crusher is in third place.
Really?
Classroom Crusher?
Never heard of that one.
Classroom Crusher. And then in fourth place right now, El Toro Loco. Josh, could you translate that for me?
Yes. It means the bearded unicorn.
No.
No.
You want to take a shot?
It's the crazy bull, of course.
The crazy bull.
Yeah. El Toro Loco.
I'd like to think Classroom Crusher is a monster bus.
Yeah, I don't think it is. And there's 12 contestants that are in the series, and I hate to say this because you don't like to pick on people, but it's a rough year for Megalodon. He's in 12th place right now.
Oh no.
And Bigfoot's no longer in the mix, right?
Bigfoot had some they parted ways in the late 90s.
Oh, they retired him? Or
I think there was he sort of withdrew. I think there was some legal battles.
He still shows up at conventions and stuff. Right. You can get his autograph.
I have actually hosted one of these things.
Yeah, so have you, I.
Who did?
I did.
I have.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
I was down on the floor when they were. You do the announcement in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You're down there, and
you did the announcement.
Yeah,
I got to ride in one. Were you there for that one too?
Yeah,
when you rode in it. Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, they're. Amazing.
I had an old car crushed by Bigfoot.
Yep.
At a state fair event, Bigfoot was there.
Yeah, but yeah.
Did they ask you to do that, Chick?
Yeah,
or did
yeah.
You just do it.
They bought the car, and boy, I needed it at the time. Or I don't know how.
The Renault.
They bought the car.
Renault Alliance.
Yep, yes. I got to go out and knock the windows out before Bigfoot crushed it. And there you go. That.
Awesome.
I mean, I've always enjoyed you guys, but I don't think I've ever been more impressed.
Yeah, it was something else.
Tom, could you give me a Sunday, Sunday, Sunday?
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Not bad at all. Nice. Really not bad.
Yeah, that was
Peter.
Great.
Big Peter was a pussy. Big Peter is gigantic. He will crush it at a Revolvo. Forget it, Bigfoot.
Oh, it was the best. We had
Josh,
a great mic. I even have at my house, I've got the miniature Gravedigger, which it's an electronic.
Oh, cool.
You mean a remote control?
Yeah, remote control. It's
Greg, I can do it. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Whipped cream, chocolate sauce, and cherry on. That's not the right.
Chick, could I get a come see the big boys and their big toys?
Come see the big boys and their big, 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 big toys. It's massive mayhem with Megalodon.
Megalodon, the mayhem is a little less massive this year. He's in 12th place.
Things, do they have any resemblance even to a truck anymore? Or any isn't every... It's they're all.
Yeah, there's one that looks like a dinosaur.
But I mean, the frames aren't They're just
custom made.
They're
now,
completely
Tom.
Custom.
They're custom made, so they're not like adapted with parts.
There are no stock monster trucks.
But I'll tell you this: I can remember the first time I went to one. I was walking in. It was the dome, which seats whatever 60,000 plus. And as I was walking in, a lot of people were walking the other way, and I'm thinking, oh, geez, they must have canceled the event. And no, it was so sold out that they were turning people away.
Yeah.
And it was incredibly noisy, and I remember buying, what do you call it, like those airport headsets for the kids. The ones, you know.
Noise canceling.
Get the sound. And then after about the first half hour you're breathing some really heavy toxic fumes.
But man, I bet you those redneck blue collar kids were making fun of your kids with those.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It was
little Lord Fauntleroy.
These are called topsiders, you redneck. No, it was, we had a great time. It was terrific. And a lot of people that came were driving pickup trucks with very large wheels.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a quote I enjoyed. It said, when you talk about 60,000 people in a stadium, you can't have that many rednecks in one market. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Sure you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I play a lot of those markets. You can't.
I'm telling you, they're really entertaining.
They are entertaining.
Highly recommend it.
I'm going. I've never been and just doing this stuff. I got to go.
Oh, when you see them fly over, I remember one of them, they brought out an RV.
Yeah.
And they kind of pretended it was like a mobile home for somebody, and then they crushed it, and the crowd went nuts.
No one wants to live in this pussy trailer. Boom.
Yeah. It was like a Bigfoot went through someone's kitchen. It was
crush that mansion.
Yep.
They're not crushing stuff anymore, though. I think they're not crushing cars. Yeah, they're
what?
Oh, come on.
What are they doing?
They're just
jumping over big hills and stuff.
I see. I'll go with you, Greg. I've never been either.
Greg, in your research, did you find out, is it true that they will sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge?
Yes.
Is that a rumor?
Okay, let me tell you something. Whoever came up with that originally should be like in some hall of fame.
I agree.
Or
they
something.
Should. Yes. They should.
Absolutely.
Now, can you deliver it for me, Chick?
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Jump to the big boys and their big toys.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du willst beim Shoppen richtig Geld sparen? Dann lad dir jetzt die Idealo-App runter und finde aus tausenden von Shops den besten Preis für dein Wunschprodukt. Einfach und schnell.
Der Preis ist wow, oh, und immer low, oh. Idealo, low, oh, low, oh. Idealo, low, low.
Jetzt downloaden und sparen. Idealo, die Preisvergleichs-App.